Okay, today's daf is Pesachim, daf Tzadi Vav. Pesachim, daf Tzadi Vav. We're going to pick up from the Mishnah, about 12 lines down from the top of the page, roughly, give or take. Just a quick point on the end of yesterday's daf. The Gemara asked a shiloh towards the end of the daf. The Gemara asked, first the Gemara was discussing, we know that Tumah, when it's there's a dispensation, Betzibur, by Karm Pesach, that's Bab Tumah, the Busser, of course, even though it's a carbon that is being Bab Tumah, or the Bailam or Tumah, and normally when a someone's tummy tummy is a goof, he cuts him, he's chayiv karis, a pesach, a babatuma, not only is the karm pesach kosher, if it's zebra's tummy, the people can actually partake and eat of the karm pesach. And the Gemara want to know, what's with the emurim? Does the dispensation that we give towards the busser of the carbon, does it extend to the emurim? Emurim is the part that's supposed to go on the mezbeach. So what happens with the emurim if a person went and ate it, and he was tummy, and he ate kachem atuma? Do we say, since he wasn't supposed to eat the emurim anyway, he's chayiv karis, it's regular iser, like regular emurim? Or do we say, no, the dispensation that we gave to the busser applies to the emurim as well? The Gemara ultimately said, yes, the dispensation given to the busser does apply to the emurim as well. The Gemara then asked the shaila, which we were very bothered by. The Gemara asked, and where did they do that Kedushas Emurim? By the Karban Pesach of Mitzrayim. We know where they shechted the Karban Pesach. We know they put the blood on the doorposts and the lintels. But where did they do the Akhtara? So we read the Gemara simply. The Gemara's response was, who told you there's Akhtara? Maybe there was no Kedushas Emurim. Maybe the entire Karban was eaten. And you have to know what would be the Chalev. But maybe the entire Karban was indeed eaten. There was no Akhtaras Emurim at all. That was the simple reading of the Gemara. It was all roasted. That was Abaye's words. And roasted, we know, is what you do with Karban Pesach. That's how we learned yesterday, and that's actually the way Rabbi Chananel learns the Gemara. Simple. The Meiri actually learns the Gemara that it means, no. Who told you that it wasn't roasted, meaning roasted as Akhtara? They did Akhtara. They found a place and did Akhtara for the Emurim back then as well. So a very opposite approach for the Meiri versus the Rabbi Chananel. But the point that was bothering us was we have a concept called Maida Havi Havi. What's happened. We asked the question, what do they do by the Pesach of Mitzrayim? How do they do Akhtaras Emurim? It happened already. It's history. Chari doesn't affect us now. So what's the pshat? And so Shishayla and Taishas and Chagiga actually ask the question, my Davi Havi. So some Achorinim want to give Agdara that we only say such a idea of what happened. When the Gemara asked the question like Pateras, Allah Shaila, what's the din in this case? Or what's the din in that case? Historically, my Davi Havi, you don't ask a question about what happened historically. But if it wasn't, if the Gemara didn't ask it, again, our Gemara does say Bayrab Zera. It does say Bayrab Zera. So I'm not sure why this wouldn't be a problem as well. But maybe only when it's more like you need Bayaluhu, is it a problem? Bayrab Zera, for some reason, would not be such a problem. That's a summer question I want to explain. But the Seifa Archama and Lizer pointed that out to me yesterday after the shiur. He sent me from the Masifta. And the Sefer Chama wants to say that's actually beautiful. We're connecting this Gemara to the last Gemara. We're not stam asking, random. Obviously, it's our topic. We're not stam asking randomly, what did they do by Mitzrayim? By Mitzrayim, we know they were Tamei. Rav Klai Yisrael, Mestama were Tamei by their first Pesach of Mitzrayim. And if the Tamei, you have the general klal of Tumah, Hutra, or Tumat Chui, whichever one it is, Betzibur. And if that's the case, they're able to eat the Karban Pesach Betumah, so the Shiloh we just discussed would be very relevant. What's with the Emurim? And therefore, the Mer went into a Shiloh. What did they taka do with the Emurim? With the Emurim, Mamish Mutter? Now, to be clear, the Emurim, even if your old Tumah is cast aside, I'm not going to get into Tchuyot or Hutra, but the point is, even when you have Karban Pesach, that's Bab Betumah, where we say, even if you say that the Basar, of course, is mutter. And even if you say that the dispensation extends, like we came out, to the Emurim, there's still an Isra of Zaras. There's an Isra that a non-Kayan, or everyone's really a Zar, Lagabe the Emurim. The Emurim is supposed to go on the Mizbeach. It's not really food for people. But by Pesach Mitzrayim, the Gemara was asking the Lachar over there was no Emurim at all. That's the simple reading, according to Rebbe Chanan, at least. There's no Emurim at all. And if there's no Emurim at all, so then it's a Tumah, a Karbes Baba Tumah. You have the heter of eating the basar, which extends to the emurim, and therefore they would have eaten it up. So it would be very relevant, connected to the prior shiloh of the Gemara. That's what the Rechama learns. It's not just a question of what happened to Mitzrayim. It was a question of can we bring a proof from there that they ate the whole thing up and use that as a proof that the emurim are also permissible. That is how the Rechama learns the Gemara. Now, yeah, that's like, is more, but let's go through our Mishnah Gemara. If there's more time at the end, maybe we'll speak some a little more out. But that is the important nekuda to answer by Davi Havi. The Arachama's connection answers the question of why we're debating what happened in Mitzrayim. The connection to the last Gemara is Gufa, why we're debating what happened in Mitzrayim. Zakta Mishnah. Ma bein Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Teres. What is the difference between Pesach Mitzrayim, the Pesach of Mitzrayim that we just referenced in that last Gemara, right before the Mishnah, and the Pesach of Teres? What is the distinction? The Mishnah is bringing a few distinctions, but if you notice, there's a trend that we've already had in the last Mishnah. What's the difference between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? That was the last Mishnah, and this Mishnah was saying, what's the difference between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Teres? And we pointed out yesterday already, when we had the other Mishnah, we said, why is this not listed very appropriate. Today we're Tanis Esther, Masechtas Megillah, on Daf, I think it's Daf Zion, or early Masechtas Megillah. The Gemara discusses a list of Ein Beins. It starts with, there's no difference between Chodesh Adar Rishon and Chodesh Adar Sheni, and then goes to a whole list of other cases, whether it's Shabbos and Yom Tov, Shabbos and Yom Kippur, Zav Shterius, Zav Shalosh Rias, Kitcher Shaina, Kitcher Shnia, Beis Hamikdash. It goes to many different things where there's no difference besides for X. So why are our cases, our Mishnayos of Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni, or this Mishnah right now, Pesach Mitzrayim or Pesach Deris, not listed amongst the Amains? That is a question the Mefershim debate. Okay, says the Mishnah. We'll have one answer, actually, as we exit this Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, what is the chilukim between the Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Deir and the Pesach of the future generations? Pesach Mitzrayim Mechay Be'eser, Mebeser. You set aside the current Pesach by Mitzrayim on the 10th of Nisan. That is a din that was specifically when they were in Mitzrayim. Back in those days, there was a commandment set aside. Of course, part of it was because we know that those sheep were the Mitzrayim worshipped those sheep, and the Chazal tells us that was part of the idea that they took aside, telling them what they're going to do, telling them, and they had no power, they're powerless to stop it, telling them that what they consider their God is Gufa, what we're going to be shechting to our God, Takadosh Baruch Hu, for the Karm Pesach. Okay? So they set aside from the 10th of Nisan. And further, the Karm Pesach in Mitzrayim required taking the hyssop bundle and doing hazah, sprinkling the dam with it. Now, by the way, we've made many comparisons from Sukkot to Pesach. First of all, Tesvav, we make drushes Zer Shavas about the certain mitzvahs that are applicable because of Tesvav, the Laila Rishon, right? Both Sukkot and Pesach are both a Tesvav. Another lesser known combination from comparing the din of Sukkot. Of course, the whole idea of Sukkot is, why do we have Sukkot? Either Zeicha Lanana Kavod or Zeicha to the huts. But either way, those were both on the heels of coming out of Mitzrayim. That's what we had, Lanana Kavod, or those huts, Kibas Sukkot Shafti, right? But the point is, of course, that's also connected to Mitzrayim, but there's another connection between Sukkot and Mitzrayim. What's that? Well, we just read. The Ezev. What's the Ezev? The Ezev was the hyssop bundle that was used to sprinkle the dam of the Karm Pesach, and then they put the dam on the next line of the Mishnah is, you put the dam on the Mashkev and on the mezuzahs, on the doorpost and on the lintel. But before we get there, the Ezev, this Agudas Ezev, that is the source, according to the opinion, that Lulav Tzarech Eged, which means they have to bind together the Lulav Hadas and Ravas. It's not just good to hold all three together. You have to bind them, according to that opinion. The source, what's the reason why you need Lulav Tzarech Eged? The source would be from this Agudas Ezev, as we learned out from the idea of Eged over here, by Agudas Ezev. The Maisa, we pass in that Lulav doesn't need Eged. It's a Hiddur. We do Eged. That's what we do. We still bind it, but it doesn't need Eged. It's not Makiv. That's what we learn. But the point is, the Mandamah says it is Makiv. The source of Eged, of binding the Lulav, is the binding, actually, of this Ezev. Okay, now we need to put the Dam also. Al-Mashka, we just spoke out. Al-Shem Mezuzahs. That's a third din that was specific to Pesach Mitzrayim. That's no longer Negev as Manazem. And, or no longer Negev, the Dairis. The Nechabich Bazan. A fourth din is that the Karm Pesach in Mitzrayim was eaten Bechabazan, which is interesting because we're going to speak out that there was also a din by Pesach Mitzrayim. This is not part of the Mishnah, that they had to stay in the house all night. So they had to eat a Bechabazan in a haste, ready to leave, all packed up. But they weren't able to leave all night, ironically enough, till the morning. And it's also eaten all in one night, as opposed to what? Pesach Deris is eaten more than one night, says the Gemara. Pesach Deris Noikol Shiva. Pesach Deris is Takanoik all 7 days. Obviously, that line doesn't make sense at face value. We know the Pesach, even the Deris, the Lachim, Machlokes, Rabbi Elazar, Ben Azariah, versus Rabbi Kiva, whether the Seif Zman Achil's Pesach is Chatzais. Right, we have till today. We're busy with Afikayman. Is the Chatzais, or do you have all the Tamar Shachar? But everyone agrees that's it. Not called Shiva. So the wording in the Mishnah obviously cannot be referring to the Pesach Deris alone. We're going to have to see the Gemara and elaborate, tweak the Mishnah and elaborate what that means. But we have five dinim in the Mishnah that I count. Five dinim that were unique to Pesach Mitzrayim that don't apply to Pesach Deris. Number one, we're saying that you take set aside the Karm Pesach from the tenth day. Presumably you're designating it. Discussion if it means mamish just designated or that's going to be Karm Pesach, or if you actually mamish being mekadesh it. Okay, that seems to be a conversation. Okay, says the mission says further the idea of binding a Ezev and doing hazah, sprinkling the blood. That's again only Pesach Mitzrayim. Number two, is putting the blood around the doorpost and the lintel. And number four was eating it in haste. And number five is the one night, which that has to be explained because Pesach is also seemingly is one night. Now the Mishnah leaves out a few cases. The Mishnah leaves out a couple of things that were saying what's the difference between Pesach Mitzrayim and future the Pesach future Deris. Well, Pesach Mitzrayim, we didn't have a din of a seder of shalosh kitas, of three groups of kahanim going in three rotations with the whole seder advarim of saying halal and what they did. We didn't have that by Pesach Mitzrayim. We had that maybe we had the Mishnah in the prior Mishnah, the Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, both required reciting Hallel during the Avodah, but this idea of three kitas, in particular, three separate groups of Kohanim, that didn't apply by Pesach Mitzrayim, and that did apply by Pesach Dairus. So why is that not a chiluk? Someone would say, Taisyantv addresses it, someone would say, nah, it's not a chiluk, because that's not a din in Pesach. That was a din in the base of Eidish. In order for things to move efficiently and to work smoothly, you had to separate them into three groups in order that should work well, but not because that wasn't a din in Pesach, that's a din in just a seder of how things would work better in the base of Mikdash, and therefore maybe it's not a chiluk between Pesach and Pesach Dairus. That's one chiluk, which again they dismiss. Another chiluk is what we just had right before the Mishnah. According to Rabbeinu Hanano's way of learning the Gemara before the Mishnah, there was no Aktaris Emurim by the Pesach of Mitzrayim. They ate it all up. The way that we touched that by was, who told you? They didn't roast the whole thing and eat it all up. So there's no Aktaris Emurim. Regular Karm Pesach, of course, has Aktaris Emurim. Very good chiluk. Another chiluk which the Mishnah seems to have left out. Now, according to the Meiri, it's not a question because Meiri says there was Aktaris by Pesach Mitzrayim. It wasn't a regular Mizbeach, but there was a Torah. That's a Miri learned. So, Miri, this second example would not be applicable either. A third example, there's more as well. A third example is, we just spoke out a few moments ago, not leaving the house till the morning. Pesach, regular Pesach, Dairus, Yitkar Pesach, together with your group, with the Chabura, and then you can bench and leave and go home and do your own thing. Whereas by Pesach Mitzrayim, there was a din of Lina. There was a din of, I'm sorry, by the Pesach of Mitzrayim, there's a din start, not just in the din to stay in the house overnight, to stay there. So that lechera didn't apply l'Darius, unless I'm mixing it up. One second. You know, I read this din about not leaving the house, and I'm applying it to Pesach Mitzrayim. I think it may be opposite. Pesach Mitzrayim, maybe they were able to leave, and there's a din of Lina that we had just the other day that you're not able to leave by Pesach Dairus. So maybe it's exactly opposite. And that takes care of the issue of why I asked before by Chepazon, right? Let's just correct that, right? Chepazon maybe would be more relevant. Okay, but the point is, there's certainly other chilukim between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Dairus that the Mishnah's not listing, and some Achorayim want to say that's why this Mishnah wasn't brought by the Ein Beins. Because the Ein Beins in Megillah say there's no difference between A and B except for whatever. And that whatever is the only difference. And our Mishnah, since it doesn't list all the differences, the main differences that are listed, therefore, it wasn't put there in Masechta Megillah because it wouldn't fit the verbiage of Ella. The word Ella wouldn't fit over there because we're not listing everything. The obvious answer to that would be, okay, so list everything. Okay, Kasha, Vayta Kasha, but that's how someone actually answered why it wasn't listed by the Ein Beins. Says the Gemara. Now this Gemara is going to really take us all the way to the Baal Melamed, the same conversation back and forth, but the Gemara is going to be focused on how Taka do you know that the din applies only by Pesach Rishon and not by Pesach Mitzrayim and not by Pesach Dairus. And once you know that, once the Gemara makes the drasha, the Gemara will say, so why Taka don't we apply that same drasha in all these different cases? The Gemara is going to have eight cases where we should apply that same type of drasha and say that's only Negea in Pesach Mitzrayim and not Pesach Dairus, and have to come up with a drasha. It's primarily the same drasha over and over again, why the same din that applied by Pesach Mitzrayim does apply in all Dairus, but the Gemara is going to have eight drashas roughly, where maybe more, why the Gemara assumes that there should be a chilik between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach of Dairus based on this first Gemara. Let's see right over here. Menolan, how do we know that the din of separating it on the 10th of Nisan only applies to Pesach Mitzrayim, not Pesach Dairus? That's the keyword. Pesach Chodesh Hazeh Vichu, and the 10th of this month, we darshan for the fact that it says this month, Zeh Machay Mebasar, Vein Pesach Dairus Mechem Basar. This tells me that this Pesach is Davka set aside on the it's taken on the 10th day of Nisan. Other future Pesachim don't need to be taken on the 10th of Nisan. So that is the source that the din of taking on the 10th of Nisan applies dafka by Pesach Mitzrayim and not by future Dairus. The Gemara now is going to offer again, like we pointed out, 7 or 8 or 9 questions where we seem to have similar type expressions to this zeh, to this lashon, a miyut, an exclusive lashon, legabe Pesach Mitzrayim, and we want to know, does that then therefore not apply to Pesach Dairus? And the Gemara is going to bring, almost in all the cases, the same drush to say no. We have a drush to say that whatever was by Mitzrayim does apply to all future Pesachs. What does the miyut come to buy it? And each time the Gemara is going to explain what the miyut, what the exclusion is coming to exclude. Let's see it. El miyata. Says the pasuk, it should be few mishmeres till the 14th of Chodesh Zeh. It's a separate din. There was one din to separate on the 10th day. There's another din which is saying mishmeres that you have to watch it, which is what we call in more modern term. The Gemara refers to it as beaker of a carbon, checking out a carbon to make sure that the carbon has no mumim, about mumim, checking for a couple of days. That's a din that we do by the tamid every single day. The tamid is that's why, if you remember in the past, we discussed they always had a little bit of a backlog, we'll call it, for lack of a better word. They had a of tamidim. Animals set aside to be tamidim because if you do bikur, you use two tamids every day, and you do bikur for at least 3 days, they always had like six, or at least six, maybe eight tamids on hand to be prepared to be tamids, because they were watching it, they did bikur. So the Gemara is bothered that you're telling me the word zeh is exclusive. It's telling me dafka this Pesach Mitzrayim, and not future dairis. But the Pesach says about the Mishmeres that it's dafka, it says achayit shazeh, so hachanami zeh tam bikur arbayamim kain shchita. You're going to tell me dafka the Pesach Mitzrayim required the bikur, the examination 4 days prior to being the Karban Pesach, ain't not going to tam bikur, but other Karbanos don't need bikur, but it's not true. V'atanya b'bagbag eimer, menayin l'tamish shatam bikur arbayamim kaidem shchita. How do we know that the Tamid requires Beaker for 4 days before the Shechita we just referenced? Shenemar Tishmeru Lakadi Maidai. It says Tishmeru. You should watch it. You should be careful with it to offer it in the proper time. Olano Eimer. And it says, V'hayel Lechem Mishmeres Arabasar. It says the same lesson in Mishmeres by Karm Pesach Arabasar. Malan Tam Beaker Arbiyam Kind of Shechita. Just like by Pesach was saying it needs a Beaker of 4 days till Shechita. Afkan Tam Beaker Arbiyam Kind of Shechita. So to the Tamid requires 4 days of Beaker till Shechita. So the Gemara is bothered that we see Beaker does apply not just by the Pesach Mitzrayim, even though it says the word Hazeh. And you tell me it says the word Hazeh means it's exclusive to that Pesach Mitzrayim. Now again, we're comparing this to Tamid, but the point is who I did. Once it applies to Tamid, it's an idea that applies to Karbonas, and they need Beaker. Says the Gemara, that's not a Kasha. Shiny awesome. Tamid, the answer is built into the question. It said Tishmeru. Shiny awesome, Tichsiv Tishmeru. By Tamid, it says Tishmeru. Therefore, of course, Tamid needs Beaker, like you just made Xer Shava. And I'll tell you more, says the Gemara. Upesel Taras Nami. And even if Pesel Taras requires Beaker, that's not Shvarad. You know why? Haksiv, and this is going to be the key drusha of the day, of the next 15 lines, because like I said, the Gemara is going to ask 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 more questions, and that Pesach Darish be different, and the way the Gemara is going to circle back and say no, Pesach Deris is going to be the same. The Pesach of the future generations is going to be the same as Pesach Mitzrayim because of this pasuk. V'avadta es avoda hazois v'chodesh hazeh. We darsh you kol avoda the pasuk she kol avoda chodesh hazeh kazeh. All of the avodas in the future generations in this chodesh should be like this. Meaning, we're going to learn that we taka do compare the Pesach of Deris, the future generations, to the Pesach of Mitzrayim for all the different dinim. If that's the case, so now you have a very interesting idea. We have the Hazeh by the 10th of Nisan, certainly we said excludes future generations. We're saying that Hazeh over here by Beaker, by watching the Karban Pesach, doesn't exclude future generations because you have a drasha of Avaida, Vavadta as Avaida. That drasha says you compare the Pesach of future generations to the Pesach of Mitzrayim, but you still have the meat of Hazeh. What do you do with the meat of Hazeh by the din of Beaker? Elahu Hazeh, Lemute Pesach Sheni Dikavasi. It comes to exclude Pesach Sheni. Pesach Rishon needs Beaker. Pesach in future generations, Pesach Rishon needs Beaker. You know it doesn't need Beaker? Beaker again means examinations. You know it doesn't need a couple days of setting aside for Beaker before he begins the carbon. Pesach Sheni doesn't need Beaker. That's a unique din that Pesach Sheni doesn't need it. Okay, that's the meat of Hazeh. Next question, and we're going to have a very similar Shaka V'tayra answer, and most of them are going to be almost identical. Not the same exact answer, but the same type of question and the same type of answer. Elamata. On this night, the lashon hazeh is mashma this. We're saying it's exclusive. Dafka this. So dafka the Karban Pesach Mitzrayim was eaten on that night. Future Karban Pesachs, the Karban Pesach of the Dairis are not eaten at night. We know, of course, they are. We know that's the ikur time. The Karban Pesach is specifically at night. According to Balaz Bazai, it's got to be eaten. I mean, according to everyone, it's got to be eaten at night. Question is it only till chatzais or till the morning? Which is really, I'm really getting off the Mar's answer. But that is everyone agrees it's done at night. Would seem to say this Karban Pesach Mitzrayim Hazeh is at night, but future could be even not at night. Amar Kra, same answer. Vavata Savayit, Avad Vayda says that all the Karbanas that are done in the future, Karban Pesach should be the Karban Pesach of Mitzrayim. El Hazeh Lami, so what does that teach me? It teaches me that cutoff. Hazeh tells me that Dafka to Chatzais, according to Blazaya, or Dafka to the morning. Normally a Kachakalam could eat the Karban the day of Shechita, the night following, and the whole day following. Kamashmon, that this Pesach has to be cut off at that point. So Itaka still need Hazeh over there to be might how long Karban Pesach have eaten, machlekes chatzais or the morning, but either way, it's the zman is shrunk down. Next question. About an aral not partaking in the Karban Pesach. Hakanami deboy ain eichel. Avol eichel bePesach deris says lashanov lo eichel boy. So we switch from lashan hazeh to boy. Boy is also exclusive. Aril should not eat it. This is by the Pesach of Mitzrayim. So I should learn from there that Pesach of Mitzrayim davka is an aral excluded from eating, but maybe future Pesachim in future generations an aral could eat. Make the same type of diak. Says Gemara again, same answer. Amakav avadta. The Drash of Avadta tells me that all the Karbanas done in this month, all the Karbanas done of Karban Pesach have the same din, namely the aral is excluded. Frakti Marv, that's the case. Al bay lamali. So who needs the word bay there? Why does it say what's bay coming to exclude if it's not coming to exclude future dairies? Says Gemara, bay in eichel avol eichel matzamer. Bay is telling me that the arul is excluded from eating karm pesach, but you know what the arul is not excluded from? The arul is not excluded from eating matzah mer. The arul is allowed to eat the matzah and mer. Elmiata, next question. The pasuk says any benecher should not eat the karm pesach is not allowed to partake in the karm pesach again by pesach mitzrayim. And says lashem bay, make the same diak. Hachanami the bay in eichel. Then the karm pesach mitzrayim, the benecher, the stranger, the non-believer, cannot partake. Avol eichel be pesach deris, but he can partake in the pesach deris. And we know that's not true. Amar kav vata again. The vata asavaita tells me that the same thing applies in future generations. That the karm pesach cannot be eaten by benecher. Ella bay lomeli. But if that's the case, why the Torah used the lashon of bay, which is exclusive? What's coming to exclude that kol benecher leichel bay can't eat in it? What's it coming to exclude? Bay hamaris das peselas, veinamaris das peselas b'truma. It's telling me that the having these faulty days, having being a non-believer, passes him from eating karm pesach, but it wouldn't passel, ironically, from eating truma. It wouldn't passel from eating truma. That is the bay. Bay is coming to exclude. Pesach he's excluded from, but not truma. Truma he would be able to eat. In fact, says Gemara now, we have a very similar shakar v'taira by Aril, by the uncircumcised person, and a very similar shakar v'taira by the Benecher, the non-believer, right? We have a similar shakar v'taira that says the word bay. Bay is b'mayit pesach dairis, that there won't be an issue with the guy being an Aril or being a benecher. No, avada, there is an issue. The bay is there just to avoid that's included, because that's included from vavada savada. Bay is coming to exclude either the Aril, that he's only excluded from matzah, but he's included in mer, and I'm sorry, he's only excluded from carbon, but he's included in matzah mer, or by benecher is coming to say that he only can't eat pesach, but he could eat truma. Says the Gemara of Itzrich Lemichtav Arul, why do I need such a shakar v'taira by both Arul and by benecher? Itzrich Lemichtav benecher, and I also have to write by benecher, why can I learn one from the other? Before you get to the Gemara's answer, the obvious question is, why would I think you could? It's two totally separate dinim. One's a din of an Arul, and one's a din of a benecher, a non-believer, and one's an Arul. It's two separate dinim. Why would I think I could learn? I couldn't yes learn one from the other. Verish Takasha, so it's a beautiful piece for Rav Meisher, where he elaborates, but the Yisayit is that it's really based on the connects it ultimately back to Pasuk in Yecheskel, where the Pasuk, I believe it's Yecheskel, where the Pasuk says that it describes the people as being they're Arul Basar and Arul Lev. Two types of Arulis. Arulis of Basar, that's physical Arulis of the male organ, of being an Arul, of being uncircumcised. And then this Arul Lev, it's an Arulis of the heart, right? Arulis of the heart is an Arulis of belief, of Emunah. So the Pasuk compares them both and calls them both Arulis. Says Rav Meisher, beautiful. So our Gemara fits very well with this. That what? That our Gemara thought that I should be able to learn out the Arulis of Benechar from the Arulis of Bismila, or vice versa, because they're both the concept of Arulis. That is L'chaira, a nice Hezber to the Gemara's Havmina. Says the Gemara, why didn't he write both? Because Rachmanim Arul, if you just write that Arul is excluded from Pesach, I say Mishum the Mayas, because he's physically Mayas. Disgusting. He has as Arulis, he still has his foreskin. Yuck. Aval benecher lemas, but a benecher is not mayis because yes, he's maybe has bad deis, but he's not physically. To be very clear, his deis are disgusting, but he's not physically disgusting, and therefore maybe emalei maybe kli tikar besach. Tzrichas have to exclude also the benecher. Vish benecher then tell me benecher is excluded from karbesach, and I'll know aral baser not sofias. B'shinei libishmayim benecher is his heart in the wrong place. Aval aral libishmayim aral can be libishmayim. Why didn't do bismila? He didn't know better, or he was scared. He's just scared. He knows it's the right thing to do. He's just scared. His libis lishmayim. He's just scared to do it. So maybe he can. Karbezach Kamash will know that Aral, even though it's Libashmayim, also, you don't say Emily, you don't say that he's included. He's still going to be excluded. Tzricha, we need the Pasuk to go both ways to exclude both Aral and Ben Necher. Okay, says we're further, more questions. Elamiata, this is Shiloh, by the way, in this Gemara about the Girsa, because it seems to be a little bit repetitive. The Gemara's outcomes be a little repetitive to what we had before, and the question seems to be not so clear. I'll read the words, but I'm just pointing out that some, including Rashi, seem to take out these words. Elamiata, Taish Vesachar Leichel by Taish Vesachar, the laborer should be excluded. The slave who's not yid, who's not a fulfilled yid, should be excluded from the Pesach. The Pesach says leyechel bay. He's excluded from Pesach by Mitzrayim. He should also be excluded. He should be included in Pesach Dairis because it says bay dafka Mitzrayim. Hachrami the bayu deyechel avayechel Pesach Dairis. In Pesach Dairis, he's able to eat. Amakar vavata. That says the vata tells me vata savayda. Same din of Pesach Mitzrayim as future generations. Ela bay lomli was bay come to exclude. Bay hamaras das pasels. Amaras das pasels b'truma. Amaras das pasels by him, but not by hamaras das doesn't pasel for truma. This is the part that gets a little more shver. We already had that. We had this idea that having bad days by benecher. Possible from Karbesach, but not from Truma. Here we seem to be saying the same thing again. Okay, we'll leave it a little shver. Again, some take out the gears of Bechal. Elamiat, the next question, Matai say Azir Chabay. The Pasuk says, when you do Bismila, then he could partake in the Karbesach. This halacha is that a person who's not just himself, gemalot. He has to have his milah, and it has to be that his family members, his children, the slaves that are in his possession, all had a milah in order to make him fit tikkun pesach. So dafka, if they all had a milah, he's fit tikkun pesach. Now that pasuk's lashon is bay. Are we going to say that din applies only to pesach of Mitzrayim, but pesach for future generations? Even if he has an eved or a child chlila that didn't have his milah, he's still going to be able to be tikkun pesach. And by the way, this is the explanation. I think we spoke it out more clear a couple days ago, but there was a Gemara that was discussing that there's six cases where the Rabbanan had a gezeira, and their gezeira would preclude someone from being Karban Pesach. And Karban Pesach is that mitzvah saseh, it's daraisa sheish bakaris, that not bringing the Karban Pesach subjects a person to be mevatel mitzvah that has a chiv karis for not bringing it. And yet there's Rabbanans, six Rabbanans, three of them the Rabbanan said, it's a saseh sheish bakaris, we're going to waive our Rabbanan. Right? That was even the Mishnah, the case of Einan. Einan, the Rabbanan said, no. Eat your Karban Pesach, don't let that nice Rabbanan stop you from eating Karban Pesach, it's a saseh sheish bakaris. And there's a few other cases like that. There's three cases the other way, that even though it's a say sheish bakaris, the Rabbanan did not relax the gezeira. One of them was the case of Avil, according to Ger, according to Beis Hillel, that the first year he can't eat gezeira onto the next year, and therefore, even though the first year he's being mvatal a mitzvah as a chiv karis, he's mvatal it as gezeira to Rabbanan in order not to run into the problem next year. But another case that we spoke about back then was Izemel, the knife. The halach is you cannot carry a knife for a brismila through Rishis Rabbim. It's carrying, it's deraisa. It's got to be done for Shabbos, it's deraisa. Of course, Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Lezer, the mila held, machshirim could be our different. He was more makeup about machshirim, but we say you cannot carry the bris mila knife, and even to carry it derech gagas chaseris vekarfifas, to carry it through these rabbinic ways where it's only us to carry the rabbanan, still we said you can't do it. It's only gzeir d'abanan and not doing bris mila. See, it was the question. If you remember, what chiv karis is related there? The baby is not chayv karis; he's a baby, and the parents are chayv karis for not doing bris mila the baby right away. L'chayr not. So the halach over there was on erev Pesach was saying that fell on Shabbos. You're not able to bring the knife, even derech d'rabanan, which would restrict the father from eating Karban Pesach. It's all Karban Pesach vart. Like this Gemara was saying right over here. And the halach is a person can't eat Karban Pesach unless the Beisai and the slaves are all gemalt, unless they all had bris mila. And therefore it's going to cause the father to be unable to eat Karban Pesach. And still we say, even though it's a sheish bakaris, still we say that's not decha. It's not decha the d'rabanan. Okay, but that was this idea that we had earlier. I'm not sure if we elaborated perfectly then, so we'll catch up on it now. Okay, says our Gemara. So the pasuk says, only when there's bismillah could you partake in the Karban Pesach. If there's not, you can't, but make a diak. Dafka by Pesach Rishon. Do you have to have a bris mila for him and Bnei Beisai in order to partake in Karban Pesach? Future Darius, maybe even without a bris mila, they should be able to eat from the Karban Pesach. Amar Kora, no. Even if the people in the house didn't have bris mila, the father, the Baal Bayis, shouldn't be restricted. Amar Kora, Vavata, we do not know that he always will be restricted. If the bris mila didn't take place to the slaves, to the children, then the master of the house cannot eat Karban Pesach. That applies all over. Elo Bay Lomli, so what's the meat of Bay? Bay Milas Zachar Vavada Makeves, Ve Milas Zachar Vavada Makeves, Betruma. That's similar to what we had before, but a new din. When it comes to Truma, having his slaves and his children be gemalt is not an ikuv to eating Truma, but yes, but it is an ikuv to chametz. It's an ikuv to chametz, but not, I'm sorry, to Karban Pesach, but it's not an ikuv to Truma. Okay. El Me'atah, just a couple more of these. El Me'atah, the Etzel B'Yishma B'Yishma. The Pesach says you shouldn't break a bone in the Karban Pesach. Hachanami, to bring a shever, al shever, Pesach, deres. You can't break a bone in the Pesach Mitzrayim, maybe, but maybe future generations you could make a bone because again you have a meat to the word bay. Gemara says no. Amar Kavavata Vata tells me that includes even the Pesach of Darius. Halachas, you can't break a bone. Ela bay lomli, what's the bay coming to exclude? Bay bekasher lebepasul. The instead of breaking a bone is definitely by kasher, not by pasul. We had this memra earlier. We had two different sources really for this din that a Karban Pesach that is not fully kasher. There's no instead to break a bone. We had two different sources. This source is very simple. Bay means bekasher, a kasher one. If you remember, we actually pointed out that Gemara right nearby. The Gemara said that a tuma sheh D'chuya b'tzibur. Karban Pesach, let's brew up a tuma because we're the tzibur's tummy. And we say tuma's d'chuya. If it's d'chuy, the Gemara referred to that, top of the Amud Beis over there, the Gemara referred to about five times ago, the Gemara referred to it as a Karban Pesach. Unbelievable. The Gemara held that that's considered a Karban Pesach. And if it's Karban Pesach, then the Chayyar wouldn't have a dinner of Etzim Malay Sishra Bay, according to this Cheshbon. Okay. Says the Gemara, again, Bay is telling me that Dafka Karban Pesach Kusher is there an issue to break a bone. A Karban Pesach Pesach, there's no prohibition against breaking a bone. El Me'at to the Chsif, I'll take a minute. No, don't eat for the Karban Pesach while it's partially cooked or partially roasted. Rather, it should be fully roasted. Cooked is no good. Cooked in water is no good. Partially raw is certainly no good. Even partially roasted is no good. It's got to be fully roasted. Okay, make a diak. Al teichel memenu ra. No, memenu is emiyat. Memenu at teichel from it from the Karban Pesach of Mitzrayim. You can't eat from it when it's not fully roasted. Maybe Pesaderis is able to eat it from it even if it's not fully roasted, because it's a meat of the word Memenu. Amakra Vavata, Pasav Vavata. Vavata tells me that all the dinim of Mitzrayim apply to future generations. Ayabazay, El Men Lomeli. So what does the word Memenu teach me for that Pasuk? Says the Gemara, the Rabba Rabbi Yitzchak. Memenu teaches me Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak makes a Gzer Shava from Meister Sheni to Pesach, that just like Pesach cannot be eaten by an Uril, so to Meister Sheni cannot be eaten by an Uril. It's used for a separate Gzer Shava, and therefore it's not extra, the Memenu. Says the Gemara, two dots, we finished all that whole list of questions as to comparing Pesach Rishon to Pesach Sheni, or I shouldn't say comparing, but asking questions on the drushes from the wording of the Pesach Rishon. It should be excluding certain things of Pesach Sheni, and we have all the responses as to why it does not. Okay. Says the Gemara, not Pesach Sheni, I meant Pesach Deiris. V'nechla b'chipazin. We said the Mishnah that's eaten in a haste. The Karpesach is eaten in a haste. That was weird. By Pesach Mitzrayim. Pesach Deiris, don't have this din. Menalan, when do we know this? Damar Kra, v'chalta v'aysa b'chipazin, aysa b'chipazin, aysa b'nech b'chipazin, aysa b'nech b'chipazin. A similar type of drasha. V'chalta aysa, aysa is a miyat, dafka the Pesach Mitzrayim is b'chipazin, not the Pesach of future generations. Well, Pesach Deiris naik b'chol kol shiva. We said Pesach Deiris is naik all 7 days, but Pesach Mitzrayim is naik only the first night. Ask the Gemara, Amaykai, what are we talking about? Ilay ma Pesach, you're talking about the Pesach? Pesach kol shiva mi'ika is Pesach naik 7 days, avada nisht. Turn the Amad, set the Gemara, top of my base, Ella, a chametz. We're going on the din of chametz. So it's like a little bit missing in the Mishnah, but it means chametz. And what we mean to say is that chametz by Mitzrayim was naik only one night, whereas chametz l'dayris is naik all 7 days. Set the Gemara, m'chad, the Pesach Mitzrayim, l'al echad, v'sulay. Is that true that Pesach Mitzrayim was only naik for one night? The din Israel of chametz, is that true? And not more than that, Tanya, we learned the Bible, basically the Amer. But not the Pesach Mitzrayim, Sheikh Mitzrayim, naik el yamechad. How do you know that the Pesach Mitzrayim, the din of chametz was naik for one day? Only one day, as opposed to seven. Tamalaymar, v'loy yechol chametz v'samachle hayoyim atem yitzim. Says the pasuk shooting chametz. The next word the pasuk says today you leave Mitzrayim. We learn from there that the Israel chametz was only for that first day, that one day. But that one day is not just night. That one day includes the day. So the Gemara is bothered. You're telling me that the Pesach Mitzrayim, that the dinner by Pesach Mitzrayim was that you can't eat chametz only for one night, but only for the night of Pesach. But we see clearly over here from this drasha that the Isra of Chametz would be even the day of the one day of Pesach as well. So that can be attached to the Mishnah. So what is the shiva referring to? Says Laila Echad V'Adin LePesach Teiris. The Mishnah means is to be read as follows, and it's almost like we're sticking in a whole little like a line into the Mishnah. The din is that the carbon Pesach Mitzrayim was eaten for one night. And so too, that's the din of L'dayris. We know that. It's eaten either to Chatzais or to the morning, but L'dayris, Karpesach Pesach is eaten in one night as well. So what does it mean when it says 7 days? V'chimtze kol ayayim, u'pesach L'dayris naik al shiva. Go back to Chametz. You're right. The din of Chametz, the Isra of eating Chametz, is an entire day back by Pesach Mitzrayim. But now, future generations, the Isra of eating Chametz is for 7 days, not just one day. The Isra of eating Chametz is for 7 days. Okay. Zuck the Mishnah. I'm Rabbi Shua. So before we see the Mishnah, actually, can I speak out a quick Akdama? It's rather quick Mishnah Gemara, but can I speak out a quick Akdama? We know there's a din of Tmura. The din of Tmura is that if a person has a kachim, he has a carbon that is designated as kachim, whether it's a chatas, whether it's an ayla, whether it's a shlamim, whether it's an asham, and he says, I want to remove the kedusha from this animal, and I want to put it onto a different animal. Whether he wants to do it because the other animal is worse, and he wants to keep the bad animal for himself, or even if the other animal is better. The point is, he's trying to transfer kedusha from the animal onto another animal. It's called tamura, trying to make a transfer of kedusha from animal A to animal B. Halacha is there's an isur lav and asay, right? The halacha is that you're not allowed to make a tamura, and if you make a tamura, v'ayahut rasiya kedush, the tamura, the original and the new one are both hekdush. You didn't benefit from your actions. You weren't able to remove the kedusha from A and put it to B. A is kedush, remains kedush, and B becomes kedush. That's the din of tamura. Our Gemara is debating, and this halachas about tamura. What do you do with the tamura? So of course, tamura is chatas, which is jumping into chatas. As we've spoken of the idea of chatas many times in the past. Chatas that's extra goes to misa. Chatas tamura is just an extra. It's a superfluous chatas in a case of chatas. Superfluous tamura by definition means it's extra. You have the original, and I have an extra, and therefore it goes to misa. By asham it goes to raya, goes to get a mum, and then you sell the money. And the other commandments actually you bring a shlamim. Let's say if you have a tumura, you have an extra shlamim or an extra ayla, a tumura of ayla shlamim, you can bring it. Bring it as a carbon. So our Gemara's mission is going to discuss such a case. Amar Bishua, Shamati shetumura is Pesach kreva. I heard that the tumura made from a carbon Pesach goes on the mizbeach. But I also heard with tumura is Pesach ain't a kreva. That tumura of a carbon Pesach does not go on the mizbeach. Mainly farsh. I don't want to explain these two clearly opposite statements. Rabbi Kiva says, I will explain it to you. The case is as follows. Let's say you had a carbon Pesach that got lost. You designated a carbon Pesach that got lost. And therefore you went and designated a second animal in its place, right? Because you want to be in carbon Pesach on Pesach. And then you found the original carbon Pesach. Halacha is as follows. It depends when you found the original. If you found the original before shechting the replacement, it comes out that the original was around b'shas you shecht the replacement, and you still kept the replacement out the original. That's like being dachay. You're like casting aside the original. That makes it. Let's see inside. If you find the pesach before the pesach was shechted, so then you made a timuru with that pesach. Yirishis toiv. Such an animal you allow it to go get a mum. And you let it get a mum, and then once you get a mum, you use the money to buy another carbon, and then you bring the carbon as you bring the replacement. You use the money to buy an animal which comes as a carbon on the mizbeach. However, the mishnah says, you sell it and use the money to buy a shlamim. However, and the tamura would have the same din. That's the point of why it's coming up over here. The tamura will have the same din. The tamura of this pesach that was originally supposed to be pesach but got lost, and you put another one in its place, and now it's left over. The tamura of this will have the same din. However, that's only if it was found before the shechita of the replacement. However, achas shechitas pesach, what if you found the original after the pesach was ready, the replacement was already shechted? Then halacha is karav shlamim. Just bring it right now as a shlamim, v'chein t'brasai, and the tamura can be brought right now as a shlamim. Once the replacement was ready brought, and that's when you found it, then you can bring it right now as a shlamim, and the tamura also could be brought right now as a shlamim. The obvious problem with the Mar's explanation is, the Mar's talking about what the din is of a tamura's pesach. The Mar's explanation really is the same exact explanation by the pesach itself. The pesach that was found before you shechted the other pesach has to get a mum, and you gotta do some sort of transaction and sell it and change it, exchange it. The pesach that was found after the other Pesach, the replacement was already shechted, now you found the original, that Pesach itself becomes a shlamim. You don't have to let it get a mum, it automatically reverts to shlamim. So that's a din of Pesach itself, and the tamura will follow. Whatever the din by the Pesach is, that's the din by the tamura. So what are you telling me, a unique din of tamura, making a chiluk between whether you found the Pesach or not? The tamura is whatever the Pesach is. Why focus on the tamura? Focus on the Pesach itself. That's what the Gemara asks right away. Let the Mishnah say, Pesach comes in a case where it was found after you already found the original. We already shechted the replacement. And Pesach is not karv. That's in a case where you found it before. It's like, dachli, you have to wait for it to get a mum. But the point is, why are we explaining this to the Mishnah in terms of a scenario of tamura, we should explain it in terms of the Pesach itself. How come Ashbon? It could tamura's Pesach like karav. You're right. The Rambam wants just to point out that there's a concept of tamura's Pesach which can't go on the mizbeach since we want to get that message out. So we spoke in terms of tamura and achami. The ikur din applies equally to the Pesach as does to the tamura. Okay, itmar. Rabbi Amar Kedem Shchita Lach Shchita. So Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah made this chiluk. He said, "I'll explain to you that if you find it before you, if you find it the Karban Pesach original before you shecht the new Karban Pesach." Then we say that carbon pesach is dachli and it can go on the mizbeach again. But if you find it afterwards, then it can go around the mizbeach as another carbon. Itmar. Rabbi Amar Kedem Shchita Lach Shchita Sheninu. The fact that the dinner mishnah is talking before after shchita when it's being found. Rabbi Zera Amar Kedem Chaseis Achaseis Sheninu. So when we talk about before shchita, is shchita the kaveya or is chaseis the kaveya? I mean, what's the logic? The zman of carbon pesach is from chaseis on erev pesach till the end of the day. So once it reached that day, and the Karban Pesach, the original Pesach was found, maybe the day alone, that should be enough to say that it's considered dachli. Since it was around Peshas, the Zman of bringing Karban Pesach, therefore it's considered dachli. You're not using it, it's dachli, and that's what makes it needs to let it go around and get a mum and bring something else in its place. Whereas Shechita, even if it wasn't around b'shas the shechita, that would be enough according to Reb Zera. According to Rabbah, no, it's only considered enough to make it, so to speak, possible, to make it no fifth of the mizbeach, only if it was actually around b'shas the shechita. Says the Gemara, Ule Reb Zera, Haktani, Kainim Shechita Pesach. The Lashon of Mishnah clearly was, Kainim, it was found, Kainim Shechita Pesach. Didn't say Kainim Chatzais. Reb Zera will answer you, Ema, Kaidim Zman Shechitas Chatzais. Says the Gemara, a very simple answer, that read into the Mishnah, that when it says Shechitas Pesach, it means the Zman of Shechitas Pesach. What's the Zman of Shechitas Pesach? Chatzais. And therefore, that's what it means. So it was a fancy way of saying Chatzais. Again, it's a little bit of a dichri, but not really such a kasha against Rav Zera. Kitanoi, this machlek is Rav Zera's machlek is Tanoim. HaPesach Shem Tzachetim Shechitas Yira. The first time it says, Pesach that was found before the other animal was shechted, the replacement was shechted. Yira, that Pesach has to go get a mum. You cannot give a dispensation. You cannot let the Bailam just bring it as is. You have to let it get a mum, use the money for a shlamim. However, if the Pesach was only found after the other replacement was ready already brought, then you let this carbon itself become a shlamim, and you can bring it in itself. Rabbi Lezaimer, no. Don't say it's tolling in when you were shechted the other carbon pesach. Say it's tolling in when you found it before if the chatzais. If it was found before chatzais, then if you say yira, you let it get a mum. If it was found after chatzais, then it could come as is, as a shlamim. This animal itself just reverts into a shlamim. You need not do, you have to do anything to the animal. It itself becomes a shlamim. Okay. We said in the Mishnah, in Rabbi Kiva, that if you only find the original Pesach after you already shechted the shlamim, after you already shechted the replacement Pesach, the original that you found becomes a shlamim. Amar Rava, it only is if you again. Rava, we have a qualification. Rava is saying only if you the case is talking about where you found the original carbon after shechita and you did the act of tamura after it was already shechted the replacement. Let's say you found the original before shechita, but you did a tmura after the replacement was shechted. The second the original carbon was found before you did the shechita, this one is now a carbon that's around, but it's not going to be used because you already have a replacement. So it's ready. It's like kedusha dechuya. Then even if after, subsequently the other carbon pesach the replacement was shechted, it's considered a dechuy. Not only the pesach is dechuy, you have to let it get a mum, and the tmura also would have the same din. Says the Gemara. What if it was found in this in-between time? It was found before shechita, but the tamura took place after shechita already. Since the original was found when it was dachle, it's considered a kedusha. The tamura came from the kedusha dachuya, and therefore, like karva, it won't go on the mizbeach. You'd have to let it get a mum and use the money, do an exchange to buy something for the mizbeach. Abai asked a question on Rav's statement. We're going to have two different versions of Rav's statement. The first one is what we just quoted. Abai is going to ask a long-winded question on this, and then the Gemara will bring another version of Rav's statement, and that will probably leave for tomorrow. Says the Gemara, Eisvei Abaye. Abaye says as follows. Im Kesev, the Pasuk says Im Kesev. Matam Leimer Im Kesev, what is the Pasuk when it says Im Kesev? If it's a lamb, that's your carbon. What's coming to teach me the Rav's Shuvah Pesach after Pesach? It's coming to include that the Tamura of a Pesach after Pesach Shukhev Shlamim. A Pesach is, of course, on Pesach is a carbon Pesach. That same Pesach after Pesach, it becomes Mekrav as a Shlamim. What's that case that the Bryce is talking about? Let's understand. If we're talking about a case where, again, the lush was the rabbi's tmura of Pesach. I'm sorry, I didn't stress. The tmura of a Pesach comes after Pesach as a shlamim. Now, what was the case? When did you make a tmura? The case was where you found the original after shechting the replacement, and you then made a tmura from the original. If that was the case, pshita. So it's pashat. Who needs a pashat to teach me that the tmura comes as a shlamim, since the tmura is coming on the power of a pesach, that the pesach itself is a shlamim, so of course the tmura will be a shlamim. Says the Gemara, that can't be the chiddush of this memra. Ella, the chiddush must be shnitz kain shchita v'hemibay achashchita. The case must be where the original was found prior to shchita, and the tmura was done after the shchita. But once it was found prior to shchita, it's already considered a dachitik carbon, so therefore it can't go on the Mizbech itself, and therefore the Tamura shouldn't be able to go on the Mizbech itself, according to Rava. But if you go on Ike Rava, as long as the Tamura was done after the replacement of Shechted, the Tamura could go on the Mizbech. L'chor, we have a riot against Rava, says the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't spell out for us, but we spoke out what the Gemara is bothered by. Answers the Gemara, Lai. We're talking about a case where the animal, the Pesach, was found after shechting the replacement, and the Tamura took place after. And if that's the case, the Chorich Rari would be Shlami, yes, most the Chiddush, you're right, it's talking out a Chiddush to the Pasuk, Rasmach Bama. This Pasuk is just not smacht, it's a remez, we talking didn't need it, we knew without the Pasuk that in that case, the Pesach, and the Tamura's Pesach, is Ba, in that case, it could be Ba, as a Shlamim right away, without needing to go L'raya. So if that pasuk is not mamish telling me that din, it's asmachta. So what is the pasuk telling me? Kesef, the rabbi says pesla aya. The word kesef is coming to teach me that the fatty tail of the sheep goes on the ram of the lamb of the lamb of the lamb goes on the mizbeach. Kishoimer im kesef. It says im kesef. The rabbis have pesach shavashnasai. That comes to include a pesach shavashnasai that the first year passed. That the halacha is once it's over a year old, it's no longer fit for shlamim. You know, sorry for pesach. And what does it become? It automatically becomes a shlamim as well. Says the Gemara further. Ushlamim machpas pesach, and it comes to include that both the pesach that's out of his year and the shlamim that came machpas pesach because the pesach was extra. The chomis shlamim comes to include that they have all dinim like shlamim. That what are those? Shetoyin smicha and he smicha and nizachim and he's the waving and he's tufas chas v'sheik. It needs, sorry, Nesachim is the libations, it needs the Tzufas Chas V'Sheik, it needs all this din of Esperek the Shlamim. So these Pesachs that revert into a Shlamim have the same din of requiring like a Shlamim. When it says V'meiz, Hifzik Enyin, when it says V'meiz, that's Mavzik Enyin, V'meiz coming to Mavzik, and to teach us that the the kesev, that needs a din of the fatty tail being burnt on the mizbeach. However, by the goat, by the baby goat, over there, there's no fatty tail to go on the mizbeach. It's being mafsik and says that over there, there's not going to be any akdara of the tail. We'll pause over here, pick up here, and start tomorrow.